AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says drugs and alcohol were not involved in golf legend Tiger Woods' accident yesterday morning.
Thankfully, he came through the surgery. They patched him all together, stabilized it, and now we're just going to keep our fingers crossed. He'll have a successful healing and can get back on his feet.
At Stanford Medical Center, Dr. Michael Gardner, who was not part of the team that operated on Woods, says professional golf is out.
Unfortunately, it's very, very unlikely that he returns to be a professional golfer after these injuries. It really would be difficult for any golfer.
Doctors say Woods shattered bones in his right leg in multiple places. He has rods and pins holding the bones in place. He also runs a risk of infection since some of his fractures went through the skin. The acting Capitol Police Chief says officers made some mistakes on the day of last month's riot.
Yogananda Pittman's giving new details about the police response to the attack. In a statement submitted for a House hearing tomorrow, she says officers did not properly lock down the Capitol complex once an order was given and did not understand when they were allowed to use deadly force. Her statement fills in crucial details as lawmakers investigate what went wrong. Pittman took over the force after Chief Stephen Sund resigned under pressure following the attack. Despite what she calls internal challenges, Pittman stressing officers acted heroically. Sagar Magani, Washington.
People have lined up in their cars for free food in Houston days after the severe winter weather caused so much trouble for the city and the state of Texas. Fire Chief Samuel Pena.
Right now, we're looking at the task in front of us, and right now there are people in need, as you can see. The line is more than a mile long of people needing food. And this is where the need is, and this is where we're going to be.
President Biden will visit the city Friday. This is AP News. Louis DeJoy, named Postmaster General by former President Trump, testified before a House committee today about the Postal Service's massive delays during the holidays.
We must acknowledge that during this peak season, we fell far short of meeting our service targets. Too many Americans were left waiting for weeks for important deliveries of mail and package.
DeJoy and the board, all appointed by Trump, are working on a 10-year plan to revamp the service, but he declined to say that the changes would improve mail delivery. President Biden has nominated three Democrats to open seats on that board. Connecticut, closer to becoming the latest state to pass legislation making it illegal to discriminate against someone because of the texture of their hair or their hairstyle. House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved the legislation 139-9. Under the bill, which now awaits action in the Senate, it would be illegal to discriminate based on a person's hair texture or hairstyle. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.